Okay, welcome everybody. Thanks for being here this afternoon. As I kind of mentioned from emails that I've gotten today, notices from folks, we're going to be a pretty small group, and we're mostly going to just do a quick check-in about the letter. I got a couple of bureau updates. But to kick things off, my name is Jessie Connor, I use she, her pronouns. I am the staff to Portland Housing Advisory Commission and the BAC. Looks like we've got somebody else that's going to join us, which is great. Heather, it's perfect. So thanks for being here, Heather, Jill, Divesha, and Anna. Appreciate you very much. So it is an, I appreciate everyone taking the time to review the letter, go over it. I know it is tricky, an attempt to prioritize anything in the fact that we are in a no cut and no add year. So thanks for helping me sort of weave that. We don't have any further at this date. We don't have any further guidance or changes or anything different. So we're just continuing, at least for right now, on the path that we are. That might change in the future. Potentially we'll get some different guidance in March or some additional guidance in March. On the bureau updates, the last thing on the bureau update side, or I guess that's not true. There are some staffing things, and some of them are related to some PHAC commissioners, and then some is related to staff. So Pegman Loy has retired from the Portland Housing Center, and with that, she is rolling off of PHAC. So definitely some sincere congratulations to her. I've also heard that Kenichi has moved some positions and is doing some prioritizing. And so they will not be joining us, unfortunately. And yeah, we've got a couple of people that are just out, either on vacation or that are out sick today. So that's why we're a little bit of a small group. And then when it comes to staff, if it hasn't made its way around to you yet, Matthew Schaubold is actually leaving the Housing Bureau. He got a position over at the governor's office. He'll be a housing policy advisor there. This will be his last week. So he won't be able to join us, unfortunately, also this afternoon. He's got four meetings scheduled at the same time. Yeah, we definitely, it's quite a loss for PHB, but quite the boon for the governor and for the state. So we definitely all wish him, we'll miss him, and we will wish him all the best. Anything else before I just do a quick check-in about the letter? Great. I knew that we were going to just be super efficient this afternoon. So the letter, I did get only one change. Relatively small. I think since sending out the one last week, and that was from Kimberly, and she was requesting that there's the section that is promoting resiliency, and the bullet there is home repair for low-income homeowners. Her request was that we add and qualified seniors. So that seemed. So I added that at her request, and so then I would just look to Sarah, Heather, Divesha, and Anna and see if there is support there or anyone that would like to suggest something different. Aside from that, those are the only notes that I got. Great. Thanks, Heather. I see that you're in the chat. Sounds great. And if there's anything else related to the letter or any other /PHAC related business that anybody would like to bring up. Let's open the floor.
Well, I've been doing this for long enough that I should not find it challenging, but I find it hard to advocate for a budget I haven't seen and sign a letter of support asking people to vote for something I don't know what we're asking for. And I guess the last time, you know, things had just changed really quickly. We just had a brand new housing commissioner. You hadn't yet met with her. I mean, did we get any guidance from her? Do we have any sense of whether what she's going to advocate for, or where PHB is sitting in this strange city county kind of showdown? And like, it's hard to know what kind of position to take and how hard to advocate for what when we haven't seen anything.
Yes. Yeah. So again, I can appreciate that. And it being a no cut, no ad year is kind of a, you know, ARPA funds aside, right? Because those were finite. It is just kind of a asking for, you know, current service level budgets. So doing the things that we've been doing all year. And, you know, I can't speak to the city county situation, but I do know that, you know, Molly has now had, you know, and the executive level team, right? More introductions with the commissioner's office and staff there. But I don't anticipate at this point that we have clear direction from Commissioner Rubio on the budget part itself. And part of that is because we are, PHB is now in this new cluster of bureaus, and the mayor has, you know, the mayor pulled all the bureaus back, clustered them into groups. And this is terrible that this is now being recorded, that I'm failing to remember what the name of the housing bureaus cluster is. Community and economic. We were in there with Prosper Portland, Development Services, Planning Sustainability, and PHB. So I know who we're in the pot with. And I know that the budget, the potential to ask for new money potentially coming in March, everyone I'm hearing is just caveating this pretty seriously, potentially getting some new guidance in March. And if it is, then it will be the, you know, commissioner will need to put forth a package or packages that are in coordination and alignment with each of those four agencies. So I know that that's probably still a little bit vague because none of us have had to really coordinate our budget asks before, you know, but they are really attempting to get, you know, our bureaus aligned. So my hope is that we may have some information to bring to PHAC at the next, thank you for someone pointing out to me the information I know, community and economic development. Thank you very much. I'll just personally put that in the chat. But yes, so I'm hopeful that we will have some information to be able to share in March. I don't know the timing of it, but when and what we can, we will definitely bring that. And I know that'll be important for Molly to want to bring that to this group as well.
But did PHB actually submit something? Like, it says the letters in support of PHB's requested budget.
Yeah, we will be submitting a requested budget. I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute on health, if you don't mind, as our finance and accounting manager. Perhaps you could share maybe in a different way or a better way what it is that the Bureau is going to be submitting as part of our request budget.
Hello, everyone. Angel Landron, for the record, finance and accounting manager. This is my first budget season with the Bureau. At this point, what we are doing is balancing the current service level. So we are not including any decision packages, or that means additional funding for particular purposes. What we have been working on is the same FTE that we have, the same revenue sources with the same expenditures that we have over time, with the taking into consideration the inflation rates for the next fiscal year. There's another memo from the mayor's office that we are waiting for more guidance into decision packages in the coming, I don't know, maybe next month, where we are going to get more insight about how can we ask for additional funding to request for particular needs. Our central budget analyst, I think, is here as well, Young, if he can add more information that I have. But what we are doing at this point is we need to submit the budget on the 26th, and it's based on the current service level with our current revenue and current expenditures. Young, do you want to add something else?
No, that's basically it. I mean, yeah, when it comes to bureaus asking for additional general fund money, we are working with the mayor's office to come up with guidance on that. And like Angel said, it'll be coming out in this next several months. But, you know, that is only concerned with additional general fund money. It doesn't, right. It's not concerned with any of the bureaus, any other revenues or expenditures. So
everything else is staying the same from last year?
That is for for the bureau,
yes, mainly yes. I think the only new addition that we are working at this point is PISA money that we are going to receive. I don't know the exact amount. It's an amount that we are going to receive for 5 years. I believe for fiscal year 24, we are adding like 12 million. That was the meeting that I had this morning with the HIP team, trying to figure out how much money we are going to receive for that purpose. That is the only thing that will be different than the budget that we have in place at this time.
Okay, so like Jesse, like the anti-displacement program we're running in East Portland. So we're still spending like $2 to $3 million on that program. I mean, last year we saw packages that described things. And if they went through last year, I thought they were 1 year things, but that means we're just going to continue doing it this year too.
Well, in this budget, fiscal year 23, we have 3.5 million that are coming from fiscal year 22 for land banking acquisition. That is included in this budget. I don't know if that's what you are making reference to.
I don't think so. I mean, that's helpful. That's good to know.
My understanding of the funds dedicated to East Portland.
Sorry, 82nd Avenue is the one I meant.
Oh, 82nd Avenue. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I misspoke.
No problem. So the American Rescue Plan local relief funds for 82nd Avenue, there was a coordinated request, three coordinated yet separate requests from Prosper Portland, Housing Bureau, and Bureau of Transportation, all around the 82nd Avenue corridor. When those went to council, the decision around those three packages was to repackage them as one and shrink the funding. And then the three agencies were directed to work together to use those funds in some sort of combination to address those same needs. So we asked for funds, we we did get a yes, but we got a little bit less, and it required us to sort of reorganize the way that it is, but we were looking at it. I am actually currently the lead, at least on the PHP side, for those funds and for that program. We took that money, 1.8 million, approximately 1.8 million, and a portion of that, about 640,000, went to Prosper Portland for small business stabilization program. And then the remainder is being coordinated. It's still at PHP, but it is, we're working very closely with PBOT and, of course, Prosper. And we're going to do a pilot program around housing stabilization and workforce training.
But that was one-time money. So that's not being renewed in this budget.
Correct. Yes. Okay. All ARPA money is one-time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the $3.5 million, the land acquisition money that was in last year's budget, I don't think that's been allocated, or has it been?
It hasn't been. It has not been allocated, but okay. It's not general fund money. So it's in our funds. So basically it's there. So if we need to carry forward to the next fiscal year, the funding is available.
So it'll just roll forward. We won't get another $3.5 million.
Well, it's going, if we are not going to spend it, we are going to add it when we are going to spend it, right? So we need to have the appropriation to use it. But what I'm trying to say is that it's not general fund. So that means if we do not spend it, we are not going to lose it. So we have it. It's in one of our funds. So to be specifically, it's in the housing investment fund.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So when we ask for general fund requests, those are kind of use it or lose it. And then when we're talking about the funds that Angel's talking about that's in the housing investment fund, it's okay that we, you know, we get to just plop it into that savings account or whatever and spend it when we need it. But
so
we
in other
don't,
words,
but it is not, but I see that point you're saying, Sarah, that it is the same base level. And I'm going to also look to Angel to correct me if I get this wrong. The same service level does not include the extra money stuff that we asked for last year, right? So if we ask for $2 million for XYZ program, our current service level budget does not include getting the $2 million again for the XYZ program.
That is correct.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thoughts or questions from any of the other members? Okay. Well, the next steps for the letter is that I will, at this point, I think I only need to take the watermark off, but finalize the letter. I will send it over to our finance and accounting team for their inclusion in our submitted request budget.
And I would like to clarify about the PSEF funding that I was mentioning earlier before. So basically, this is a new funding that it's not been completed, the interagency agreement. So basically, we are working with some estimates. And because that is coming from another bureau, that means that we need to balance the revenue and expenditures with that bureau. So we are getting those details to make sure how much we are going to add in fiscal year 24 budget. Our initial estimate is approximately 12 million, but we need to make sure that the another bureau has the same numbers because we need to balance.
Thank you for that clarification on that. Well, anything for the good of the order? Final comments, questions about anything related to the budget? Or anything related to the Bureau? All right. Well, lots of gratitude to all of you for taking the time this afternoon and the time you took with the letter. I appreciate that. We will be in touch if and when we get that guidance that was kind of mentioned today. And I look forward to seeing you all in March for our March 7th meeting.
Thank you.
All right, have a good afternoon.